with Tracy Lang.
Dit is 'n wonderlike donderdagoggend. Newton Cross is in die ateljee. Goeiemôre.
Goeiemôre. Hoe gaan dit, Tracy?
Uitstekend, baie dankie dat jy praat met jou.
Outstanding, outstanding, outstanding. It's such a beautiful day. It's wonderful to be here. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. What are we looking at?
How to be a well-mannered guest.
Ah.
We've actually spoken about this before. However, it's one of the most important things when you go dine out or when you go to someone's house or any area to be a well-mannered guest.
Absolutely, I do agree with you, especially with the holiday season coming up. You might be going to stay over at friends and family.
Absolutely.
It's vital to look at that. So how to be a well-mannered guest, that's what we're looking at today on Do's and Don'ts.
Hot FM with Tracy Lang.
Newton, how to be a well-mannered guest, where do we start?
This question has come up before, RSVP. How do you send an RSVP? Do you send it by WhatsApp? Do you call the person? It doesn't matter. You
send.
Have sent and you must return and say, I am coming or I'm attending the dinner party. And I feel with everybody's busy lives, people forget if they don't write it down. You have to write down that you must RSVP. Best tip, do it immediately.
Yes.
Look at your diary, see that you can and make that effort. And if you have to get out of it, be honest and tell the person, this is what's happening. However, let's do dinner at my place next time.
Yes.
That's a well-mannered guest.
Ah, okay. Lovely.
Then the question came up about gifts. Yes, a well-mannered guest will present a gift. What do you buy?
Yes, that's
not
what
a Ferrari.
No, of course not.
No. Jy gaan lekker stroopies maak of konfyt of enigiets soos dit. Dis 'n goeie geskenk. As jy daai tipe persoon is wat iets wil maak, maak iets. Granola in a jar, something like that. I like to give a gift of wine and I like to give a vintage wine. So that it's a special one. And the tip then is that the host should open that wine at the dinner party as well. And the flowers must be presented on the table on the side. Any gift must be visual.
Yes, okay, how to be a well-mannered guest. That's what we want you to be, and we want you to make sure that everyone else knows how to be a well-mannered guest during this holiday season. We continue after this.
Hot FM with Tracy Lang.
So, Newton, how to be a well-mannered guest.
Okay, so the first thing is don't arrive too early.
Of course.
And don't arrive too late. There's something that is called you're never late, you're never early, you're always on time. And that's what's important. So, timely arrival. And when you arrive a little bit early, help out. See what you can do. And or you moet altyd help. Altyd. Skil die aardappels doen, whatever jy moet maak die slaai. Help uit is baie belangrik. If you have to do an overnight stay, that is the most important part because then you must help with everything at the end. Jy kan nie net sê, okay, good night, bye.
Ja,
ek gaan
nou
slaap, good night. Daai ding wat die kinders doen vir die ma's. Nee, good night, bye ma. Jy moet skorrel goed was, jy moet help. Dit is kardinaal, dit moet gebeur. So overnight stay, guess. And the other thing is, if you're a smoker, then and they don't do, you know, don't smoke, then you must respect those rules of the house as well, because you're now in their area. En dit is baie belangrik, ja. Yeah. So overnight stay, timely arrival, and then obviously there's another factor to being a well-mannered guest, and that's the children.
Yes.
Because I believe that children represent the manners of the parents as well. So that's important things to do. Not skel, 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 want hulle doen dit en trek dit af en moenie dit doen nie en moenie dat doen nie. Dit irriteer almal.
Ja.
Ja, jy moet weet, as jy 'n iPad nou bring of 'n tablet, bring dan maar die tablet en die iPad, bring 'n game, bring 'n bal en you have to be involved in this process.
There we go.
Ek raak nou so excited.
Ja, ek raak ook baie excited. Closing thoughts on how to be a well-mannered guest after this.
Hot FM with Tracy Lang.
Newton Cross.
It's so diplomatic and official, huh?
Newton Cross. Okay, so the
Newton Cross. Nou dacht ek sê iemand vir my, eet jy choppy? Eet jy choppy? Kyk, ek sê mos nie vir mense, ek eet 'n choppy of ek maak stew of ek doen al daai goeders, maar dis mos nou etiket.
Yeah.
En toe die kursus begin, toe sê ek vir die kursus, dis so, ek is Newton Cross en ek eet 'n choppy. There you go. Anyway.
Ja, so Newton Cross eet 'n choppy. Wat moet ons onthou as dit kom by om 'n gas te wees?
When to leave, that's also very important. A few years ago, I had an occasion where people or clients came over and they tended to stay quite long and did not respect the time that I had to go to work the next morning. And how do you get yourself out of that awkward situation? Well, there's two things you can do. You can stand up and say, right, this was fantastic. Here is coffee. Now, kom ons gaan. Or you can start to ask about tomorrow. What are your plans? What time do you wake up? What do you do? Those type of things. And then that's how I would handle it and say, let me make you a wonderful cappuccino or a espresso, more water. Yeah. Mense moet gaan. As daar werk is, moet hulle gaan. Dit moet gebeur, ja. Now, that's a well-mannered guest when you know your time. Don't leave half with, you know, if the dessert is now or something and say, ook, ek moet nog huis toe gaan, nie, want dit is nou ook insult. No, don't do that. So, I think about, say, 20 minutes, 25 minutes, at least longest an hour, then go home.
Yes.
And thank your host for the wonderful, wonderful evening and drink lots of water and coffee and then goodbye.
There you have it. Newton Cross sharing wonderful do's and don'ts tips with us today.
Hot FM with Tracy Lang.